Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today moved to delay any leadership challenge from hardline elements in his Likud party, as the United States also continued efforts at restarting Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The main sticking point in the stalled negotiations is the planned construction of new Israeli settlements in East Jerusalem, though Jerusalem city officials today told Israeli media that the plans are in a de facto freeze. We discussed the situation with the director of the Pontifical Mission in East Jerusalem, Sami El Youssef.
The problem really would be with the implementation. Whatever decisions that are made or statements really, are they really being implemented on the ground? And if that is the case, then everyone will be happy, really, if we are advancing to some meaningful peace negotiations in the very near future. The situation, especially in Jerusalem, it has been very tense over the past several weeks, maybe a few months, actually. The settlement issue in East Jerusalem, in particular, has been very difficult. Over the past several weeks, there has been moves, really, to confiscate further lands, to allow for new construction of new settlements or expansion of existing settlements. And the trend really has been sort of an escalation of all these building permits. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, in the neighborhood of Silwan, there was a march by the Israeli far-right groups into the heart of the Silwan neighborhood, which created a lot of tensions. A number of people were injured in demonstrations.